mitral annulus presystolic excursion versus modified Simpson's method for ejection fraction estimation in patients with acute coronary syndrome. Study was done in Department of Cardiology, Guntur Medical College, Andhra Pradesh, India. The objective of this study was to evaluate left ventricular systolic function is a pivotal in cardiac assessment, primarily relying on the left ventricular ejection fraction, calculated through the modified Simpson's method. However, challenge arise in accurately determining left ventricular ejection fraction, especially in patients with acute coronary syndrome, where difficulty in visualizing the blood tissue interface can lead to inaccuracies. Mitral annular plane systolic excursion, which evaluates longitudinal function of left ventricle, has shown promise in detecting subtle abnormalities, particularly in patients with preserved ejection fraction. Materials and method. The study included three groups of patients based on ejection fraction measurement using modified Simpson's method. Group A with ejection fraction of less than 50%, Group B with ejection fraction of more than 50%, and Group C were healthy controls. In each group, MAPC and EF was derived from a MAPC formula were calculated using 4.8 into MAPC in millimeters plus 5.8 in males and 4.2 into MAPC in millimeters plus 2.0 in females. Statistical analysis were conducted to assess the agreement and potential differences between the two methods within each group. Results. The mean age of study population was 55.63 in group A and 54.79 in group B and 55.10 in group C. In group A, mean EF measured through modified Simpson's formula was 37.79 plus or minus 5.38, whereas mean EF measured through MAPC was 37.95 plus or minus 5.32. There was no statistical difference among EF calculation through Simpson's method or MAPC method. In group B, mean EF calculated through Simpson's method was 56.24 plus or minus 3.12, whereas with MAPC method it was 52.31 plus or minus 4.26. There was found to be a statistical difference in EF calculation by both of this method in patients with EF of greater than 50%. In group C, mean EF calculated through Simpson's method was 64.23 plus or minus 5.21 and through MAPC was 64.99 plus or minus 4.85 respectively. There was no statistical difference between these two methods in terms of EF calculation. In conclusion, EF assessment using the traditional method, that is modified Simpson's method and MAPC, demonstrated a strong correlation in patients with EF of less than 50% and controls. However, in patients with EF more than 50%, MAPC revealed subendocardial dysfunction undetected by the Simpson's method, highlighting MAPC's value in identifying subtle myocardial abnormalities.